Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now if you have a chance today, have a read of the book of Jonah in your Bible. It's only a few pages long and will only take you a few minutes. An excerpt we find in the first reading today is also mentioned in today's Gospel. In fact, Jonah is the only ancient prophet with whom Jesus refers explicitly by name and identifies himself with. But Jonah is anything but a heroic figure. The story follows Jonah, called by God to preach to the Gentiles at Nineveh. But Jonah does the complete opposite and runs away, gets on a ship, but when a huge storm comes, the men on the ship cast Jonah into the ocean, where a great fish swallows him, and he remains inside the belly for 3 days. He is eventually regurgitated and obeys God to prophesy to the people of Nineveh the destruction of their city in 40 days. But what happens next is very important. The people of Nineveh repent and God withdraws his punishment. But this does not sit well with Jonah. In fact, he is actually quite ticked off that God was actually merciful, because deep down he wanted them punished. Now the story of Jonah is a kind of parable of mercy. Because with you and I, our hearts tend to be more like Jonah than we would like to admit. Now, Father Paul Murray, the great Dominican spiritual writer, said this. He said, "The prophet's disobedience and despair were merely symptoms of a deeper problem. Jonah, in fact, was a religious bigot. He was a man of strong will but of narrow intelligence, a staunchly religious man who simply could not bear the idea that Yahweh might want to extend his kindness to people who were not members of his own religion, and especially if those people were living in great sin like the people of Nineveh." Jonah is brought to realize that God is much more forgiving than Jonah is, and thus we are meant to realize that God is much more forgiving than we are. If you are struggling to forgive someone, even if they repent and change, then we are already more like Jonah than we are like God. But there we realize the wonderful mystery of God's love and mercy. Let us pray. Look kindly, Lord, we pray, on the devotion of your people, that those who by self-denial are restrained in body may by the fruit of good works be renewed in mind. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.